to this Wednesday podcast. I hope the boys and girls of the church, of the house of Matterport Legacy, will understand that we are doing this podcast on Wednesday. So let me put that out there. And a child is tired, sleepy, and hungry, and everything of this nature. I'm going to try. Yes. As you know, this is Dark Boo hosting podcast 128. God knows if I would have got that number wrong, I would have been mad. Good thing I got it from my head. I didn't type it. I took a guess. I was like, 128. Okay. And this is Dark Boo, of course. And then we have our co-host for today, although it's only like half of us here. Well, more than half. We have Honey Bunches of Oats. We have Spider Staryu.
Yes, the swift and juicy Spider Staryu. Hey, hello everybody.
And we have Soli, yes indeed.
Hi.
And we have no topic. We literally had no topic because it wasn't that rough, but child, nothing been going on. We had news. We had news, but nothing has been going on lately.
If you guys have any topic suggestions, you should probably tell us.
Yes, because we saving one of our topics that I do want to host. We saving that one. That's the video game lodge. We saving that one. That's the one I want to host.
Yeah, that's at the end of the month. Make sure you guys are playing Paper Mario 1000 Year Door, because that's our video game lodge month of August. Yeah.
Give us some updates on how you're going with the game.
I don't know. I am probably gonna have to buy a new Nintendo GameCube controller, because these GameCube controllers, they are delayed. I don't understand. I play Paper Mario. I know how to guard and do all that thing, all them blocks and such. But please, I press A, the controller is delayed. I don't know what's up with it. I think I ordered from the wrong people. Let's not say their nationality.
First of all, I don't have the game. I don't know. Well, actually, I think I might have the game. I at one point had the game. I'm not sure if I do anymore. But gosh, I don't remember playing it that often. Like, I don't remember any about. I remember all the story about that game, like a Zelda game, but I don't remember playing it. So I have to get back on that.
Yeah, I mean, do you want to have a full cast of people when we do that podcast, because Timmy might join that podcast, and we know how much Timmy hacks and cheats at Paper Mario 1000 Year Door.
It's a rhetorical question, but how does he, like, literally actually hack, but not use any, like, plugins? It's just, he knows, how
ask
does he
Dark
do
Boom.
That stuff?
Ask Bunny Honey, ask
he
Boom.
Knows when to do stylish moves exactly for all cases. He taught me how to do it, so I know how to do it with an unresponsive controller.
So he taught you the timing for every move?
Every single timing he knows the well.
How's that hard?
Not the stylish, the super guarding.
Yeah, super guard, he got them all. He can super guard the final boss.
What?
Yes.
There's actual super guarding on that?
Yes, and he know how to do it.
Dang, Timmy. I wonder how he found out about, I'm guessing he, like, searched up online, but, well, geez, Timmy.
And he know how, and he has his badge in a certain setup that within seconds, he can defeat anybody. And he taught me that setup. Let's say that setup is broken. It is very, very broken. But his setup is more focused on the jumping, so if he can't. So, mind you, he have everything that can make jumping work. He got the ice jump thing, the block the poodle boos, whatever they want to call them. He got the spiny tap, if that's what they call it.
I think that's what it's called.
The spike shield?
Oh, yeah. Spiny tap, wow, that's from another game. Jesus.
I thought it was called, spiny shield.
Oh, he has that. So everything he has, it makes sure that jumping works. And then after the cheating moment of all, what is that thing? What is that power thing called?
Power jump, multi jump, power
no,
jump.
No, the start. When you use
Oh, you mean the crystal star, what's it called?
Is it Art Attack or no?
Art Attack.
No. It boosts your stats. What's it called?
Oh.
Power Punch? Oh my god.
I'll search it up while you guys do it.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it's called.
Yeah, like, I know exactly what Boo's talking about. It's just, I don't know the exact name of
Not
what he's...
Power Lift. Something around Lift.
Power Lift.
I don't know what it is. So you better search it up. I don't know.
We're waiting.
Searching right now. I'm looking right now. It is Power Lift, and it's the gold star.
Yes.
It boosts your attack and defense power.
That one. Before he raised the attack to +4. It was +4. You think I was lying? It was +4. Instant kill. If he get +3 or +4, instant kill on whoever.
Dang.
Instant. Boom, boom. I know how it is because I tried it. It's boom. Instant. My thing is, you gotta be good at. I'm not good at super guarding, but I can guard. I can do a basic guard. I don't mind super guarding. I think these controls are delayed, so it's not me actually sucking this bad.
He's just cheating.
Yeah, I gotta use my black controller for that game, because my black controller got precise controls, but please, I can't do it. And also, one thing, I played Mario Kart Wii the other day, my friend was over, I suck so bad!
Maybe probably because you're used to Mario Kart 8.
Ooh, I suck so bad. I mean, the drips, I'm like, every time, it felt so uncomfortable. I was going slow for some reason. I'm like, this don't feel
good. What? I still have all my skill intact with Mario Kart Wii when I played it.
I think it probably because I was playing custom tracks or something.
Yes.
I suck so bad. I mean, I had to sit there. I was like, what the hell is this? I'm like, this is not me. I cut the game off because I quit. I'm like, I'm not used to this no more. I did. My friend played Mario Kart 8. He said it was slightly harder. I was like, it's not that hard, but it. Please, when you first try it, it didn't come naturally. For some people, I'm like, when you did it your first time, that first drift or whatever did not come naturally because you was unprepared for that drift. And that was my case for a lot of it. I was unprepared for the drift. And plus, the moment I was able to play the game after all them updates, I had to go to work. And Z made fun of me.
Why did he make fun of you?
Because I had to go to... By the time this damn Wii U finish updates and all that stuff, it's 1:40. I gotta leave the house at 2.
Okay.
I'm like, you know what? This is the foolishness. I wasn't ready. And plus, I already cussed somebody out at the store. I was not ready.
Why?
Because I was trying to buy. I was trying to cash in my scratch off. He said, "I wasn't mad because he said no. I was just mad of the lies he said."
And then didn't you get in at another store and you came in like?
Yes, I did. I came in that store. I was like, before you cash the scratch off, and I was like, can you just read this? Can you read my ID on that machine? He's like, what's the problem? You're old enough. I'm like, I know I'm old enough. I'm like, you're not the problem. I'm not the problem. The people next door are the problems. I just want to see what happens. Can you read my ID? He's like, my ID. He's like, it comes up. You're old enough. I'm like, thank you. I'm like, have a blessed day. Have a blessed day, and you're going to hear some boom, because I'm about to blow this store next door up. You better make sure your store, you better put some bricks around your store, because I'm about to blow this one up.
Oh.
Trust and believe, I still don't go to that store. A lot of people don't go to that store. I don't know.
I remember when he first told the story, we were like cracking up, like out of breath when he first told that story.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was a boom moment.
The damn BS. I'm like, no. I was not prepared for this. I was not paid for this either. But the T at work. Work, somebody about to get fired and I'm about to take their position. Ain't that something? I felt so bad because the woman who's going to get fired, they complained about her because they said ghetto. But you know how... Okay, let me explain this. You have your friends that they make a joke about another person who's their friend, and all y'all laugh about it. Y'all laugh about it like in a joking manner. But no shade, the person who said it, they actually meant it. That's exactly how it was. that's how it was. Because they'd be joking, saying, she ghetto. I'm like, no, they mean it. You ghetto. I hate to break the news to you. I hate to be the informant. I hate to be the Pix 11 News.
Bearer of the bad news.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you faster than Shekinah Christie would tell you. You're ghetto. You're ghetto.
And that's really? The only reason why they fired her?
Oh, because when they pick up the phone, they like, that's the first voice you hear for the company.
Oh, God.
Ain't nobody got time for hello. Da-da-da. Yeah, Agnes. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. What do you say? Girl, you know. Yes, girl, yes. What do you want? That's what one person said.
How do you answer the phone, boo? You act all classy?
Oh, yes, I act classy and very sophisticated. And I'm helpful to them. My thing is, that job is nothing. That job is nothing. You have to, for that job, I can't see that somebody can complain about that job when it's all so simple. My thing is, I just bring my computer, I just work on my game and have a field day until I get tired of working on my game. And I don't got no internet connection for my computer because it's wireless and it's got a code and I haven't asked anybody for it yet. I'm going to ask, but the computer right in front of you, they have their own computer right in front of you. I'm like, you really hear it? I'm like, please. And my thing, I had to do movement. They had me walking around. I'm like, I'm too big for that. But I don't mind walking around, but they were ready to fire her. That was the tea. They said that because we get graded. They give us a performance evaluation. That's why the boss of my boss, he called the phone to my, where's Tracy? He's so rude with it. Where's Tracy? I need Tracy now. Okay, Dr. Henry. I just hang up the phone like that. I can't even say anything else. I'm like, good afternoon. Wait, he called. Good afternoon. I want to do it. Okay. Because he's so damn rude on the phone. I'm like, ooh. Ooh, Jesus. Give me the strength not to go in that office and choke him. Because, my God. You don't want somebody to talk to you any type of way. Where Tracy? I want Tracy. Where I go? Where I go? No. You know what I want to say. No, I don't like when people talk to me, and I was talking to my boss, and I told her I made up an excuse why I couldn't go to work today. I thought it was still going to be raining. That was the real reason, but it wasn't raining. And I already told her I wasn't coming, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to go then. But she told she wants to see my schedule because I'm about to get somebody a job. And she's trying to see if I can get a spot as an accountant. Because ooh. I took personal finance account. I took math for careers. I took that in 11th grade. I got harassed because everybody cussed me out like, bitch, you stupid. That's what they said because I was in pre-cal taking a... In pre-cal, the highest of all mathematics, taking the lowest of all math for careers. I'm at pre-cal taking the highest and at the ultimate low math for careers. They was doing an integrated algebra region. So I'm like, Ms. Bassett, do I have to do this? She was like, here, this is... I tell you, second, third, and fourth quarter, I was never in that classroom. I was making me some Monetra. You better get into it. I was making me some cash. And I wasn't shaking no behind for it neither. I'm like, I don't shake my behind for my cash. I use my brains, not my bronze. Don't get it. I get into that. I use my brain. I use my brain because then after I can think appropriately how much money I should be receiving. But I don't know. How everybody life been? That's why boring. I don't know.
So I mean, boring. I haven't done much since Saturday.
It's been raining a lot today.
Child, did you see that rain?
Mm-hmm. I was out in it too.
It rained 13 inches of rain in Iceland. Are you serious?
God. Oh my God! Did you see on the news? This is not funny, but I kind of laughed a little bit. When I saw it, places were getting flooded.
Why are you laughing?
It's
at
not
that?
Funny that it's getting flooded. It's just, when you see the water come in, it's just like the normal place, like do do do, then the water comes.
Like, oh, I find that's funny a lot.
Boo, you're laughing. I see you laughing.
Those are the gifs you see on Tumblr, and then you don't realize the backstory for it, so that's fine.
I'm just like, it's not funny, because, like, you see all these, like, it happened in a school, like, you see all the chairs like, getting flooded, but it's kind of funny. It's not the fact that what's happening is funny, it's just how it's happening. You know what I mean?
We got the most rain. We didn't get nowhere near that amount of rain in Hurricane Sandy and Irene to combine. I mean, it was raining. I'm looking at the window. It's raining nonstop for 4 hours. This sewer.
Raining man, women, and child.
Yes, this sewer out here, it floods. Don't you know what happened when it was on the sidewalk? All that water was on the sidewalk. It was all the way over there. It was everywhere.
Well, you live in a flood zone, right?
My thing is, it's not a flood zone. Hempstead's like the highest point, actually. Well, not the highest, but it's not a flood zone. My thing is that this sewer has been effed up for years. So it does not sink in the water just like the street. Just like the corner up here. That sewer, it does rain normally and that thing floods. So I know when it rained like that, that water was over the sidewalk. It was all up in the sidewalk. They said it was all up in the other person's grass and everything. I'm like, what type of foolishness is this? It's the flood drains. The flood drains weren't designed to take that much water. The Iceland flood drains wasn't prepared for 13.5 inches of rain. That's ridiculous. In 4 hours, 13.5 inches of rain.
What it is.
I'm like, you can't be.
Nothing got flooded here, of course.
Oh, we got minor flooded, but every time you go east, you go to Freeport, go more, Long Beach, go more. Freeport is below sea level on some streets. There's like a whole section of Freeport that is right on sea level. I mean, you can from the sidewalk, you can touch the water with your hand without having to bend down. If you're tall, you don't have to bend down. So the water is right there, so I know all that rain Freeport underwater. Because there's some places below sea level, and it's just underwater. My professor, he posted on Facebook, he's like, look at this street. It was a video. Don't you know water was just flowing down? The whole street looked like rivers. It looked like the Erie Canal in Long Island. I'm like, that cannot be. I slipped underwater. I'm like, that's ridiculous. 13.5 inches in a matter of 4 hours. But it was pouring. My mom like, look out that window. You couldn't look out the window.
This is all blurry.
That was the shade. Somebody tell you, look out the window. What am I looking at? They're like, you don't see that AC? I see nothing because of this rain. It was just down. I mean, it went down poor and it did not stop. So I know Hempstead High School, my high school. A normal day of raining, that thing is a river. It's that whole drive-thru is a river. Don't you know they made us have school, and that goddamn thing was a river in 11th grade? And mind you, I had to go because I had an exam, and then this juggernaut gave the exam and said whoever was asking going to get a zero. I'm what? Like, oh, hell no. That's what everybody said. They were like, oh, no. I was like, oh, hell no. I was like, this is preposterous. You should have seen, we had to walk on the very edge, because it was so much water. I mean, the water was going to the gym. The water came into the gym. It flooded the gym. That's why we ain't had gym for like 2 months, because they had to fix the gym. I'm like, y'all don't protect these storms. It was a river. You think I'm lying? I had to take a picture of that river. The river at Hempstead High School, because the water was not going anywhere. It was just piling up. And it wasn't that much rain, so I know this was rain. If they didn't get them joint, because I think they have... Okay, I'm rambling here, but I think they have a setting where they can control the water to set the water, activate the storm drains or not. There's no school there. And all that rain, I know something flooded. So I'm like, okay, I know something flooded. At least it's not going to rain no time soon. But totally. I need a hurricane, though. I really do. I need one. All that damn snow. That
Hurricane Dark Boo.
Oh, God.
That'd be rude. They'd be like, Hurricane Dark Boo. I'm like, you know what? It was not me this time. I'm like, it was not me.
Boo tearing up town.
I said I could spawn hurricanes, but it was not me. Goodness, I would have to go to Africa and spawn a hurricane and let it grow strength. I ain't travel that far. I whooped up a tornado. That's what I did.
Just blew over New York.
Yeah, but we need one. We really do. We need a hurricane.
Why do you need a hurricane?
Because I never seen him. The last time I saw a Hempstead actually flooded by rain was like in 1999. No, I was four. 1998. That was the last time I saw that. I mean, we literally had to protect the doors because it was just water. It was just water, and it was coming right into our house. And good thing we didn't have carpet at that time. But it was coming right to our house, but we blocked it sufficiently, and then the damn power went out. I'm like, ain't this something? It didn't take that long for the power to go. I could say the only longest number of days we've been without power is like three, because of Hurricane Sandy. We've been out of power for 3 days. Luckily, people in Brooklyn, Queens, and everything, they have electric underground.
Mm-hmm.
To whereas the wind don't rip it up, but let it rain enough and get flooded, then their power will go out.
Yeah.
And mind you, it takes very long to fix an underground electrical system compared to above, because you're not limited. When it's up in the air, you could go right to it, up in the air, fix it. If it's underground,
you gotta dig it up, fix it.
Sorry,
hello. I remember during Hurricane Sandy, like, it was just me, Boo, and Toadette online, literally freaking out because, like, things were, like, happening. Like, it was just incredibly
windy. Oh, God.
We were just, like, literally on Skype, just literally talking. Literally, that's what we did for, like, hours until Boo's...
I would have started crying.
Boo's power went out, and then Toadette's power went out, and it was just me. I'm like, okay. both of their powers went out.
If I were in a hurricane, I would get any. Well, I wouldn't. Wasn't in your situation, but if I was, I'd be getting people's numbers just in case of that situation.
You know, thank God we don't have certain people here in New York when there's hurricanes, because we know some people will be flying away.
Yeah,
me.
Stop flying away like that stop sign that hit that woman.
I should laugh.
That's so horrible. How dare you laugh at that?
No, because what had happened was it did happen. Somebody recorded that and put it on Facebook. My friend. Because a lot of people, when it was like Hurricane Irene, many people was walking out there. And like my next door neighbor, when his power went out, he called the taxi, trying to get a taxi to go all the way to Roslyn. Roslyn power went out, so they coming back.
My grandmother was visiting when Hurricane Irene hit New York, and she's from New York, so she couldn't get back home. I've lived in two areas where hurricanes commonly hit, and I live in one of them now, but I never have gotten hit by a hurricane. I got hit by a tornado once, and a big tree fell on my my family's car, but I don't experience, like, natural disasters. I'm like, my life is pretty, like, boring. Like, there's nothing, life-threatening happens.
Snow! Last year.
Oh, God, that was terrible. I wasn't there, but I saw it, and it was terrible.
It was so much snow. It just kept on snowing! I'm like, I don't mind seeing it small down, but my thing is that where can we put it? I mean, we had this big old mountain out there, didn't snow another 8 inches. Two days later, 11 inches. 2 days later, 8 inches. 2 days later, another 6 inches.
I'm 22 like, inches.
Yes, I'm like, are you serious? That you know, 2 days later, big snowstorm. I'm like, really?
And so meanwhile, you literally just have this big mountain and just sitting there for days.
Yes, I'm like...
It snowed in in North Carolina this year, and that's probably gonna be the last snow I experience unless I move to like Washington.
It snowed everywhere down south, and they were unprepared. We were not dying. We was dying.
I was telling Boo and Starry about this because they don't understand snow. It's like, what is this falling ice like from the sky? And so they canceled school for like 4 days, and then we had a delayed Friday, Monday, Tuesday, delay on Wednesday. No, Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, delay on Wednesday. And I was like, the first 2 days, it was reasonably bad. I mean, for here, it was pretty bad because it was like we don't have salt, so we couldn't do anything. But like Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you did. I could have walked out there with like normal clothes on. It was just ridiculous that they really canceled school and was like, oh, it's bad in some areas. And they just canceled school for that. I don't understand school districts with like weather situations. They canceled all school for all districts because of a certain area. Like they just shut school for that area.
Oh, I was different because this damn Hempstead High School. Every school district for high school can be closed except Hempstead High School. Hempstead High School would be open before it was 18 inches. It was like more than a foot. It was snowing, but it was progressively building up. It was a snowstorm. Every school had a delay. Some school were closed. Hempstead High School had a full day. And then after on announcement, please give 15 minutes for us to clear the path so you can walk. Are you serious? Really? I'm like, this is that foolishness that I didn't pay for. I'm like, my property taxes didn't pay for this.
My parents both went to, what's it called? My parents both went in the city. And when it snows there, it's not bad, but it affects a lot of people. And they went to school every day. I think my dad said he only missed one day of school because of, like, weather. So, I guess it's not weird for schools to be ridiculous. Why are they so ridiculous with weather? Like, your school, like, that must have been terrible.
It's ridiculous. And, like, with the college, my last semester there, first day of class, everything was canceled. The school started like at 5, and that's the first class, 5 a.m. It was like from 5 a.m. to 2, because it was a big old snowstorm. Our first day of college was a snowstorm. It was a Tuesday. Wednesday, classes were canceled. Thursday, we had normal classes. Mind you, Thursday, I only have like, I think I had one class on Thursday. Did I have one class? No. Wait a second. I don't know. Moscatelli, computer science, health. I had another professor I like. I don't remember. I got an ABAA, but I'm trying to figure out what I get an ABAB. Oh, physics. It was physics, so I don't think I had a class on Thursday. Yes, I did. I had linear algebra. Oh, shit. Oh, my goodness. So dumb. I had linear algebra on Thursday. It was only one class, so they said full day. Friday, classes was canceled. Monday, classes was canceled. Tuesday, classes were canceled.
Dang.
Wednesday, class. Thursday, class. Friday, class canceled. Next week. Monday, yes. Tuesday, Wednesday, half day. Thursday, half day. Friday, no classes. Next week, winter recess. I'm like, are you serious? It was a blessing, but luckily we at a college that is SUNY, because at this private college, if they have a snow day, you damn sure gonna make it up, because they have it in the calendar where you can make it up. I'm like, are you serious? Come on now. We don't control weather. Anybody at home? Like, bitch, if it say we ain't going, I ain't going. Yeah. William Hudson, please report to school tomorrow. Yeah, Lady Macbeth. I like, and they look at me, I ain't going. They're like, she was talking to you. I'm like, I know she was talking to me. Thank you. I don't need you to tell me who she was talking to. I know who she was talking to. She wasn't talking to me, though.
Ooh, shade.
I mean, gosh, boo.
Snatching lace front. I had posted on Facebook talking about, don't wake me up in the morning. I'm not a morning person. That's one thing about me. I'm not a morning person. That's why we don't have podcasts in the morning. I'm not a morning person. I am very angry. Not even grumpy. I don't want to see people when I wake up.
Grumpy like grumpy cat.
Yes. I wake up. My thing is, don't wake me up at no damn 9 where you know I gotta go somewhere at 2. My mom did that. I was ready to choke her. I was like, I know you did not just wake me up at 9:30. No, it wasn't 9:30. It was 9:24. I know you did not just wake me up at 9:24 for this foolishness.
Like, you're like, oh no, it wasn't 9:30. It was 9:24. Does the 6 minutes really matter?
Yes, 6 minutes really matter when I'm trying to go to sleep. I gotta go to work at 3 o'clock. I gotta go to sleep and can do all this. I ain't got time for this. I ain't got time for this. I'm like, when I sleep, I sleep. And they got me speaking fast. One time, my friend called me. What you so cool, man? I'm there 7:30. Have you lost your mind? Have you lost your mind? I think you a clueless kind. Have you lost your mind? I think you did lose your mind. You lost your mind to me. Come to me at 6:30. You lost your mind. Bye. I ain't got time for no foolishness.
I love how I'm so used to Boo actually can make out every single word he said.
Exactly. He says it verbatim, I think, sometimes.
I ain't got time for no foolishness. Don't wake me up in the morning.
When I wake up, the thing about me, though, is when I wake up, I can't go back to sleep. Like, once I wake up, I know I automatically gotta go brush my teeth and all that stuff because I cannot go back to sleep.
That's the problem. I want to go back to sleep, so don't wake me up.
I have to get up, I have to leave at 7 for my bus now. And I usually like to get up like an hour early so I can do stuff on the internet and whatever, because I don't have anything else to do. So I wake up at 6, I have to start waking up at 6 now, but I think most of the people I know, I wake up early and I'm fine with it. I mean, sometimes, like, I wake, like, on the rare occasion, I don't sleep comfortably, and I, like, Staryu, I wake up at 3 o'clock, and I just, but unlike Staryu, I just, like, sit there, and I was like, I have nothing to do, so just sit there trying to go back to sleep, and oftentimes it works, but for, like, for an hour, and then I wake up, it's like, oh, it's time to go get ready for school. Yay.
We know, me and Boo know that Sol wakes up really early because he be hitting us up on Skype at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, 5:12.
During school, I'm just like, hi, and then I leave because, of course, nobody's there, but I just do it anyway.
5:12, though. 5:12.
How old are those messages?
Oh, I don't know, but I know it was 5:12 one time.
And wait, I don't think I've ever instant messaged you guys. It's on the MPL Skype chat.
Yeah, that's what.
Yes, on MPL, they'd be like, hi, 5:07 a.m. Really? Who's on at that time?
That's what HJ is.
Well, that's because he has a time zone reason. He has a reason to. Everybody in the United States. Really? VIP go to sleep at 2 p.m. That's 5 in our time.
He goes to sleep at 2 a.m.
2 a.m., which is...
Well, 5 p.m. our time. He takes a good nap. 2 a.m. he goes to sleep. Wakes up 5 a.m.
Oh, 5 a.m. But, you know, honestly, you know, after this summer, I really want to start making an effort to going to bed earlier to wake up... Wait. Going to bed earlier to wake up earlier. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because I'm tired of going to bed so late, and just, I feel like it's ridiculous how long I stay up sometimes, staying up till like 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, so I want to see, like, during the fall season, if I can just try to, like, go to bed a little bit earlier, you know, instead of waking up at 8, 9, you know, wake up at around 6, 7, you know, just starting to get up early, start the day early, end the day early, you know?
I don't have anything to do in the morning, I just like getting up in the morning.
I don't like mornings. You wake me up in the morning, you die.
When I was when I used to live in New Jersey, my older brother, I think that's what got me in the habit of waking up really early. But I don't know. Still to this day, I don't know the story behind this. But me, my older brother, and sometimes the older brother, we would just get up at 5 in the morning, and guess what we did? I mean, guess. And you
stare at each other.
No, we would get up and watch TV, but not just any TV show. We would watch Dora. Reruns of Captain Planet.
Oh God!
I was like. God, like, now thinking about it, I was like, really? I watched Captain... Like, there was no choice. Like, maybe there was nothing on it, like, 5 in the morning. Now there is, because Disney Channel shows reruns of, like, That's So Raven at, like, 2 in the morning. So, there you go. But I was like, really? Like, Captain Plant? Like, why? That was the worst show ever. Like, I cannot understand that show. It was, like, the Magic School Bus meets, like, creepy... Ugh.
I remember I had a class, I had to wake up 5 a.m. for the first semester, every Monday and Wednesday, 5 a.m., get ready until 6 a.m., go out there, catch the bus at 6:05, get to the college at 6:50, you will think nothing goes down in the morning of a day. I had so many stories for the podcast due to the mornings
like the dude who like vomited on the bus?
Because he couldn't contain his liquor during Sunday. I don't know what day. I'm trying to figure out the holiday.
It was Christmas because you told me.
Oh, not Christmas. It wasn't Christmas because we didn't even have college around that day. It was before that, so in October.
I think you mentioned snow, though, so that's why I thought Christmas.
I was freaking, oh my god, so many, you will think nothing bad can happen in the morning. I can't.
It's a city that never sleeps.
Goodness, this is Long Island, not New York City.
We ain't that never sleeps. I'm sorry.
We're not even in Long Island City, Queens.
I'm in New York City. Yes. People wake up early here. Like everyone starts the day up early. Like 6 o'clock.
My grandmother, she gets up at like 6-ish. So I'm finally like not alone in this. I wake up really early, and like stores open up really early there. Well, some stores open up really early there too. So I love it.
Like for me, like 6 o'clock. If I ever do wake up at 6 o'clock, like at 6 o'clock, like on the highway, literally on the highway, you see all these cars going in and out. Yeah, the traffic. You see all this traffic going in and out of New York. Like it's just ridiculous. Like it is just so crowded in the morning. You hear all this beeping, like beep. All this cars honking. It's just ridiculous. And early in the morning, I don't know how people have the energy for it. Or have the tolerance for it.
I always wonder, like, especially in my, like, state, because I live in I like to call it a big town, because it's not a city, but it's a pretty big town now. But I always wonder, like, why are people, like, we're on the road sometimes maybe taking a trip or, like, coming home from a trip. Like, I did recently, we came home at, like, 12 o'clock or 1, and I'm always wondering, like, why are these people on the road? Like, are they going to their job at 12 o'clock? Why are so many people going to, like, a 12 o'clock, like, fast food restaurant that never closes and working there? Because if I was that person, I would never get that job, because I can't. Like, I know there's people who have those jobs and go to sleep at, like, 5 o'clock so they can wake up at, like, 12, maybe a little later than that, but I'm like, could you ever take one of those jobs where you have to wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning?
No.
I could never do that.
Neither could I.
Never. Because when I get there, let somebody come at me cross-face. I would have the crosshairs pointed directly at their head. Don't mess with me in the morning. Don't mess with me in the morning. I come to do one job. I didn't come to do your other job. Do you understand me? Jennifer, do you understand me? I'm like, you better understand the words that come out of my mouth. You better understand, I can say it in Spanish if you need me to. Don't do it to yourself. Don't not do it to yourself. I will read you to ash, dust. Don't do it. I will read you into ancient dust.
Read you until your page is brittle.
Goodness, I will read her. I will read you to the goddesses. Athena will have her time with you. Do not do it, because I will send you to Hera. If I can zap you, I'll send you to. I want to send you to Zeus, because I can have you. I can zap you myself.
Mythology.
Goodness, coming for me. Don't come for me in the morning.
Aha, boo.
Coming for me. And I hope.
I was just gonna say, like, I really would not even feel comfortable having a job that late, unless it was like deeper in the city, because. Late at night, you know, that's when the crazies come out. Yeah, I live in a city, but, like, it's different because some parts are not as crowded at night. It's just completely bare. No one's out. While deeper in the city, like, you know, there's tons and tons of people out still late at night. But, so I would not feel comfortable really having a job that late. You know, I don't know about you guys, but I don't feel comfortable having a job with crazies out at that time, right? No offense.
Nighttime. I just don't like the nighttime.
I'd better have a job in the day so I could sleep at night. So, but I cannot be out when the crazies come out. All right, don't you dare be riding no subway at 3 o'clock in the morning. All right, don't you dare.
Oh God, the subway is just magical for my.
If Boo went on the subway, I feel like he would have so much more stories.
He would come out with handcuffs behind his hands, handcuffed behind his bag.
It'll be Final Destination 2.
Boo, if you think that there are dumb people on the bus, you have not been on the subway. Because for every dumb person on the bus, there are 3 dumb people on the subway. For every one person on the bus.
I will knock the subway off track. Do not do it to yourself. I will knock the subway off track. I will knock that train off kilter. Never
flip it over.
Never
like that guy whose leg had stuck there.
I was thinking of that. I felt so bad though, but then it was like, oh, that's so sweet how they like a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, that was so awesome.
I was thinking of that when I said flip the train over.
I know I had to bring it up. It was the first thing that came to mind.
But all jokes aside, while I'm watching Entertainment Tonight, they're talking about Robin Williams.
I'm gonna talk about this.
As you know, he's legendary. He's from the house of animation and everything. He been in all houses. He been Panther Stone. He wrote it down. That's what I'm trying to say. When he stepped into the house, the legendary houses, he made an impact. He made sure they hang a memento of his on there. They hang that plaque in every house. Gaming, animation, movies, anything. He made sure that when he steps in the room, he made it legendary. He made it more livelier. But of course, everyone knows that he passed away.
And yeah. I'm really heartbroken about this. Like, when I first found out, I was playing, you know what's funny? It's not funny, but I was playing, you know, Dr. Mario in my room. And then all of a sudden, my older brother came, and he's like, dude, Robin Williams died. And I'm like, what? You're joking, right? You're joking. And he wasn't joking. He was like, he had the really, like, deadest serious face ever. Like, he was like, I'm not joking. Robin Williams died. We just saw it on the news. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I was just so stunned. I didn't want to believe it. Like, literally, everything in me just did not want to believe it. And, you know, it's just horrible. I feel so bad for their family. I feel so bad for his kids, for his wife, for his past wives. I just, you know, just rest in peace, Robin Williams. You know, he has so many great movies. Mrs. Doubtfire, anybody.
Oh,
hello.
Oh, God. You need to see that movie if you haven't.
It's a legendary movie. Among so many legendary things that he has done. All right, it would literally take a whole podcast to literally name off all the amazing movies that he has done. And, you know, it just saddens me so much to know that he passed away. So, you know, rest in peace, Robin Williams. You were a truly amazing man.
It's funny because I'm not saying I was the first, but I was definitely one of the first people to, like, post about it on Tumblr because I went on the tag to see. Is this how, like, recent the story and, like, I didn't see a post talking about it. Because I think I must have saw it right when the story broke and I was, like, refreshing Twitter. And it popped up. I was like, I just sped up. I was like, Robin Williams died. And I was like, no. I was like, yeah, they suspect it was suicide. I was just like, no. And it was funny because I didn't know, like, how many things I've seen with Robin Williams and not knowing it was him. Like, I know him mainly as Mrs. Doubtfire and that dude from Peter Pan. What the heck was he in? Like, the leaves on his, like, leave outfit, whatever. And I didn't know he was Genie, and I felt bad because all these people put sad posts about Genie from Aladdin. I'm like, stop it, it's making me sad. Like, everybody's making the saddest posts. I'm like, oh, God, I couldn't look. I was like, I don't want to talk about this. I saw it. I first talked about it, and like I was like, "Oh, Robin Williams." I didn't mention it in the Skype chat, so I did because I didn't want to. I just didn't want to talk about it. And then I think Ether said, "I was like, oh yeah, Robin Williams died." And then boo, and everybody else talked about it. So I just gave my 2 cents. But I didn't realize how I didn't realize how many things I've seen with Robin Williams, and I'm not sure a lot of people knew that either.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, I did not acknowledge him, and I haven't even watched that many movies of his. Yeah, I have not.
I mean, it's not like you would. A lot of the... He wasn't in Hook, was he? Or was he in Hook? I don't remember.
He was.
He's... that's from the first movie I've seen with him, and then I saw Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, he was in Jumanji.
I hate that movie.
Oh.
I watched that movie.
I hate that movie because it's creepy to me, and I still find it creepy.
He was in Night at the Museum. Like,
he was Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah. He was
I love that.
He was in so many movies. Like, it would just, like, take a whole podcast to name all... each and every movie and just how much of a stand-up guy he was. Like, literally, like, you saw, like, Boo, you're watching Entertainment Tonight, right?
Yeah.
Like, they were showing some clips from him in the past. And, you know, he's such a funny guy. Like, it's just, oh my gosh. It's such a tragic loss. And it's kind of saddens me hearing, like, you know, we don't know anything yet, so this is not concrete. You can't say anything yet until we get, like, full details and everything like that, whatever the case is. But people suspect that it was a suicide. And that just makes it even more heartbreaking to hear. Like,
it has been confirmed that he did have mental health issues. Not, like, insane ones, of course, but he did have mental health issues, but they don't know if it's cause of the death.
Yeah, like, I heard he had, like, severe depression, like, after he got...
And was getting bullied. Getting bullied.
Oh. Oh, yeah. But...
And, this is what I said about people who on this internet. I'm not going to criticize y'all, but I'm going to be real truthful. Y'all have a lot of damn nerve. The things people say on this internet, I know for a fact. Everyone else knows for a fact. You wouldn't say that to that person's face, even if somebody would pay you to do it. You would not. Some things people say on this internet, this is why this generation is falling like the rise of Rome. It's just gonna fall. Because this is ridiculous with this bullying. And then you got these riots and stuff. And then you got people saying the far-fetched things. And then actually got common people agreeing with them. I'm like, how senseless can you be?
What do you mean?
Reasons behind doing things that are just stupid and malevolent. Like the Mikey riots in St. Louis.
Oh, God. I'm not... Like, really? Like, it's ridiculous how the... Why are the people so stupid? Not the rioters. The other people. Like, really? They're idiots.
I totally agree, Boo. Like, I feel like the internet gives people such a place to act a lot more gutsy, more ballsy than you could possibly ever be in real life. Because I know a lot of these people who are saying these comments, they wouldn't dare say it to his face. They wouldn't dare say it to his family's face. They wouldn't have the guts. All right, the fact that they're saying it online, you know, hiding behind their little computer screen, you know, they can just say whatever they want and then they get away with it. And it's so disgusting to me. Like, how could you... The internet gives... This is why we should not let people say those things. Like, people say, oh, just ignore it. If you ignore it, that's encouraging that behavior. When you get on top of it and say, no, this is wrong, don't say that, then there's less of a chance that someone's gonna just do it again, alright, unless they really don't give a crap, but there's less of a chance they know that everyone's just gonna jump at them, like, you know, get them and stuff. They're not gonna say those things again. But it's really ridiculous, all this stuff that people are saying. And then, like, some people were saying, like, things like, oh, like, he committed suicide, what a coward, you know, I hope he burns in hell. Like, what, really? Like, really? Is this really the time? There's no good time to say that, but there's not...
Exactly, I was to say...
Yeah, it's not good. It's this malice on that tongue. I'm like, you serious?
Just malicious. It's really just malicious behavior. Vile. It's disgusting to me. Like, even things... Oh, my God. I'm sorry. It's... I got no words for this.
Yeah, I will. Because that's all I can say. I'm like, that's... No, people... Oh, my God. Before these phones and computers, if somebody was in danger... People will help. Now they pull out the phones, record the foolishness. Good thing there are some laws and stuff now that they can go to jail too. Mm-hmm. Or face some charges. I'm like, what is going on? And many other people, they're like, what the hell is going on? When something happened, like if shootings and stuff happen, why are people running to the shooting and the recording? If there's a fight.
What?
People run to the fight to record it.
Exactly.
What the hell? Please, when there was a fight and it escalated like Escalada, please, we were gone. With these feet, we were gone. There's no reason why somebody get blown up and you take out your phone and record it. What? And you think that person will come up to kill you? If they give no damn about killing her, what makes you think they don't care about killing you? I don't know. Because I be asking myself, I'm like, I know you did not feel good. Some things that people say, I'm like, I know you didn't feel good. I'm like, you're lucky because you're behind that computer. But I'm like, if I could meet you, I know you would never say something like that to me. And I tell people, the way I act, trust, and believe, if you get me mad to that point, I'm going to let you have it too. There's no tea or shade. It's all truth. goodness, I will let you have it. That's why some people be like, oh, I know you don't talk like that in real life. I know when and when not to. But trust and believe, if you get on my nerves and you become that person that's supposed to get very fulfilled, I will do so. I will turn the book of Shushita Cat to any chapter necessary.
Yeah, you see, guys, this is why you don't mess with people like Boo. Because Boo is how he is on the internet and on real life. Boo is one of the most realest people there is. So you don't want to try Boo. Let's just say that. You don't want to try him. But
I lack the self-confidence to be who I am online.
Like, all these people, like, they're sending all these comments and stuff. They wouldn't dare show their mug and say all that stuff. Alright, they act like they're so gutsy. Please, you're not gutsy. You're hiding behind your little computer screen. You're not all that. You're not so brave and bold. It's ridiculous to me. It's fake and it's ridiculous. Really, it is. Mm-hmm. To me, it's just, we should not, like I said, we should not let people get away with that. We should automatically jump on that person. Alright, even if they think, like I said, like, even if they're like, oh, please, I don't care what someone says to me. Alright, even if that's the case, alright, just you standing up and saying something means that is probably, most likely, one less person who's going to say something like that again. At least in that type of an account or whatever the case is. Alright, there's less of a chance that they're going to go on and say things like that again. Alright, because trust me, no one likes to get just badgered around and beat up upon saying stuff. But, oh my god. Really. Yeah. Rest in peace, Robin Williams.
Yes.
And I'm sorry that all these people are saying all this crap, because it's really, you're picking the worst time to say it. Like, you should never say it, like what Soul said. But, like, still, even now, saying it now is even worse. Do you know how serious suicide is? Alright, and we don't know for sure if Robin Williams did that. But if it was, I don't understand. I just want everyone to know that suicide is never the answer.
Oh, God,
I know this is, like, I'm not trying to, like, make this, like, a little advice podcast where, like, I'm, like, telling you, I'm, like, oh, I'm your older brother, I'm telling you what to do and whatever. But it's not just advice, it's the truth. Suicide is never the answer. Or it's not. All right, and you think, like, oh, just me killing myself, you know, I'm not going to affect anything. Nothing's going to happen. Oh, who cares? I'm just going to die.
How do you know?
Alright, you killing yourself is gonna affect so many people. You don't know how many lives you can screw up. You can kill yourself, and guess what's gonna happen? Your mom and dad could go into depression, and they can want to do something bad to themselves. Your siblings, your friends, something bad can happen to them, because they're gonna start getting depressed, and they're gonna start having thoughts like that too. And that's gonna be an endless cycle. Alright, you're not solving anything by killing yourself. A temporary fix, that's a permanent fix. That's a permanent fix, and when you're dead, you're gone from the world. You're not coming back. So doing something like that is so ridiculous to me. I'm sorry. I'm not showing any disrespect to Robin Williams, but I'm just saying, like, I'm telling you guys, it's never the answer. All right, for people listening to that, please, it's never the answer. Go get help. If you're feeling depressed, go to one of these hotlines, whatever the case is, but don't kill yourself, please. All right, you may not feel like you're an important person, but every person is important in their own way. Because if someone's gone, their presence not being there is a huge deal. You think, like, oh, your presence not being there is not a problem, whatever. It's a huge problem. It's a big deal. Your presence is a big deal, so don't do it. And that's all I gotta say.
Yes.
I mean, you don't know what you're gonna do in the future. Like, I like to say, like, no matter what happens, who knows? You could be the next doctor to cure cancer. You could find a way to cure cancer. You could be a world star actor on Broadway. You could be flying around the world doing movies.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't, no matter how far of a slum you can go back, you can always get up and get back going again. And you don't know what's in the future. And if you just end it now, you could be not curing cancer or not being around the world filming a movie. I mean, why would you, it's a permanent fix to a temporary problem.
Yes, what? Oh, you can go.
No, Boo. I've said a lot. You go.
Oh, no, because I was going to move on to the next topic.
Oh. Oh, I was just going to say, everything we've said here is really, just remember that, guys. And if you have a friend that's going through something like that, like, try to get them to get help. Try to help them to believe that, to not kill themselves. Really, it's a horrible thing. People think, like, oh, it's going to be fine. No, it's not going to be fine. Are you're leaving a permanent print and killing yourself. You want to be remembered like that? You want people to think, like, oh, this was a great man, but he killed himself. And that's it, and that's all people are going to think about you. All right, and even say, oh, well, I don't care what people think about me. I just want it to end. There are people who can help you. All right, suicide is not the solution, so don't do it. Don't be stupid. All right, get help. Do what you need to do. All right, because like I said, I'm going to say it again. I'll say it 10,000 times if I have to. All right, you're an important person. All right, don't think you're not an important person because, oh, my family treats me this way or my friends do this, whatever the case is. You're an important person. Don't kill yourself.
Yes, and before I end it, do not let anybody tell you you're nothing. Because the person who telling you they're nothing, they're just mad because you're something and they're nothing.
Exactly, boo. Say it again.
Goodness, do not get mad when another person tell you you're nothing or you will become nobody. Just because they are mad because they became nothing. They didn't left a print in history. What they did is left a scratch page, a rip page. That's what they mad. That's who they are. Don't let them get you to that level. They mad because you're not them. They mad because they nothing and you're something. That's what they mad at. So when somebody say you're nothing, please dust them off and just move on. And just be like, don't get mad. You better get on my level. That's what I used to say. Get on my level before you try to come for me. And then move on. Then that all you do, get on my level, bye. Because they're not worthy. They're not worthy for your time and patience.
Yeah, like these bullies and these people, don't let them get to you, right? Their opinion doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. In the grand scheme of things, like people who kill themselves over things that happened in high school or whatever. All right, don't let those people get to you. All right, their opinions don't matter. All right, because you know what's gonna happen? You're in three years. You're gonna become something. You're gonna be something big. You're gonna do something in society. Well, those people, you know what they're gonna be? Nothing. They're gonna be freaking teen moms. They're gonna be freaking working at McDonald's. You're gonna be a statistic, yes, boo. You know what they're gonna be saying to you? May I take your order? Exactly. Bam. May I take your order? Yes. That's what they're gonna be saying to you. All right. So don't let them get to you.
Exactly, and that's what you're gonna be. They're gonna be a statistic, and you're just gonna be someone who uses them to analyze work. That's all you're gonna do. And then we have another legendary, the legendary house of actress, the legendary house of actress in movies, films, everything. Lauren Bacall, she passed away a day after.
Old age, I think, right? Or did she die from a sickness?
I think it was old age.
She's like 80. She was like 83 though. She lived a long life.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Yeah, she had a stroke.
You know what my sister and brother were talking, and I agree that, you know, I wonder who, I just, you know, all these deaths all of a sudden, I just wonder who's going to die next. Because, you know, deaths come in three. All right, deaths come in three, that's what they said, and I agree.
I forgot who it was, but, and you might think, oh, that's, like, so, like, bad of me to say. I don't remember if someone, it's probably my dad, but my dad said the same thing in 2009 when Michael Jackson and somebody else died, like, in the same, like, week. And he was like, and he, I don't think he said the deaths come in three, but it's like, oh, you know somebody's coming next. And I forgot who died, but somebody died the next week. And it was, like, really sad, but it was, like, but it was true. It was 2009, and it was either somebody died and then Michael died, or it was the other way around. But it was sad.
Well, I think we have our three. Michael Brown in St. Louis died. Then we have Robin Williams. Then Lauren Bacall.
Yeah, but Michael Brown was...
Oh. Everyone's dying.
I mean, I don't mean to be rude, but Michael Brown wasn't a celebrity. I'm talking about celebrity-wise.
Oh, I was just talking about individual.
That's true.
My thing is, like Honey Bunches said, everyone dying. Every July, too many people died in July. I mean, my Facebook wall RIP are every single damn day. I'm like, who died next? That's what I posted. I'm like, who died next?
I can confirm this because I have Boo on Facebook.
Because it's just ridiculous. And some people didn't laugh. My friend Dennis, he called me and said he laughed the way I said it. But I'm like, who died next? Every damn day, who died? Who died? Who died? I'm like, I can't. I'm like, too many people are dying. I'm like, too many people. I know this continent had too many people on Earth, but now everybody is getting taken away faster than being created. I'm like, freaking ridiculous. But we're going to let the rest take peace because what I say to people, not the way you die or whatever, just when you die. I'm like, when you wake up, you can roll over your bed and wake up with ease. You don't have to deal with all type of foolishness. That's why I say you don't have to deal with the foolishness aspect of life. That is when somebody dies. That's why I say you don't have to deal with the foolishness.
Yeah. Be thankful for your life, guys. Always be thankful every day. And I feel like this podcast is becoming like an advice podcast. I swear it's not, but it's just a lot of this stuff makes you sentimental, doesn't it?
Yes.
It makes you appreciate things more. Alright, so I don't know if this is the best thing to say at this moment, but let their deaths teach you something. Let that make you appreciate life more. Make sure every day you appreciate life, because you don't know. Everyone's like, oh, I'm not gonna die. Nothing's gonna happen to me.
Oh God,
boy or girl, whatever you are, or in between, if that's what you are. Don't you know that you could die the very next day? Don't you know you could die right now? All right, don't say like, oh, I'm not next. Oh, nothing's gonna happen to me. You think that, yet the next day you could be dead. A bus can get you. Someone can shoot you. Anything can happen. That's why you always gotta live life to the fullest. And, whew, I'm becoming Big Brother Staryu here.
I keep thinking I gotta have like a box or something, just like stuff in case I ever die. Like it's like things like passwords so you can tell people like I've died or whatever. But I can never do that. But I forget. There's an actual name for something like that. And I just want something to like. Things to have in case I die.
No, yeah, I get you. I don't know. I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what it's called. The box is called something. Or like a notebook.
Time capsule.
We'll use that as filler. But it's more like a message and like things to, like, what to tell, how to tell it. There was an article I read like a year ago, and it was like, what happens to your online life after you die? Like, which websites will give the passwords, which one won't? So, yeah. Oh God, I went on a dead celebrity story. Yeah, but it's sad.
But the move on something not depressing. Not depressing, yes. And it's sad. We have Hyrule Warriors being released tomorrow in Japan. Like, dang, that's quick.
Yeah, guys, yeah, it's being filmed Wednesday.
Yes, Wednesday.
August 13th, 2014 at 11 o'clock at night, Eastern time.
So, if y'all playing it, if you're somehow in Japan or have Japanese Wii U, have fun.
Yes, and by the time we post it, it's going to be on Saturday, so
actually, it's already out.
I'm talking about when we post a podcast.
I know, but it's even now it's already out because it's Japan.
Probably people are gonna post playthroughs and stuff already.
Yes.
Oh yeah, no, I've already seen playthroughs. Game Explain already live streamed the game since they didn't get it early, of course. But since Japan has practically like opposite time zones, it's just at 5 o'clock here is 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning there. I think.
I don't know. And the next bit of news, we have Meta Knight. He's returning Smash.
I just want to say, I said this on MPL, Meta Knight better not be super cheap again, alright? Because people be like, oh, Meta Knight isn't cheap. Oh, you guys are so ridiculous. Meta Knight is cheap, right? Play Meta Knight against a Jigglypuff. Both pro players, Meta Knight against Jigglypuff. You tell me who's more likely to win. Thank you. Alright, Jigglypuff is... We have people like Jigglypuff. We have other people who are just so bad. And Meta Knight just conquered in Brawl. Like, he was just, like, literally delivering all the... Oh, we gotta do sword slashes. Whoosh,
whoosh, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. God.
Like, he was just delivering the hurt. He was delivering the slashing, the dashing, the bashing, the crashing. Alright? Everything. Alright? And it was ridiculous. So I hope that Meta Knight returning, they don't make him super cheap. Alright? I know they're boosting characters' abilities and stuff, so that's good. But please, just nerf Meta Knight just a little bit. Don't make him horrible. Like, just nerf him a bit.
His recovery is different. Like, now it doesn't have that glide. It's just two loops, and that's it. Instead of one loop. So I guess that's better.
Yeah, just please, Sakurai. I know this game's already being made now, but we need Meta Knight not to be cheap.
I hope that Mach Tornado just got rid of. I don't like the Mach Tornado.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And then we have one last bit. God forgive me if I pronounce this wrong. We have two mega evolutions for the Pokemons.
Mega evolutions,
for Slowbro,
yes.
And somebody help me out.
I don't know.
Mega Audino.
Okay, then I was going to say it right.
If it was SC, how do you think he would have pronounced it, Boo?
Audino.
Well, that's another way to pronounce it. Some people pronounce it like that. Okay. In fact, I think the anime pronounces it Audino.
Okay, I was going to say Audino. But we have, they showed the pictures, and I believe it's true that they have the
It was leaks, right? Leak?
Yeah.
From Pokemon Korea.
Yep.
Which their entire site got taken down because of
Oh, ouch.
I was like, oh, dang.
That got
like,
delivered. Ooh, Nintendo just went in. Nintendo and Game Freak just went in and just smacked them.
Junichi Masuda, not president, he's like president of localization or something like that. He's supposed to have an announcement at Gamescom, and I'm almost positive that was the announcement. Like, I feel really bad because of it. Because a person who works at Pokemon, he's supposed to have an announcement at Gamescom in Germany, and he, like he did last year, he announced one of the Pokemon for Pokemon X and Y. And so, my guess is this is what was supposed to be shown, both Mega Slowbro or Mega Audino. Or, one of them was going to be shown at, Gamescom and the other at Pokemon World Champions, since that's going on Saturday, and there's going to be they had a Mega Pokemon shown there last year, so
you know,
either way,
you know, I wonder if they're gonna make a Mega Evolution for Slowking, because we can't forget about him now.
I want a Mega Evolution for Gallade, because Gardevoir got one, and it was kind of, I don't like Gardevoir,
but. Slowking and Slowbro are literally the same thing, just different defenses. That's it.
Yeah.
So they need to have a Slowking Mega Evolution. Like, okay, for Slowbro's Mega Evolution, like, it's like him inside a giant hermit shell thing, right?
I think he looks adorable.
Okay, so how about everybody turn it upside down, like, or just, like, put a giant, giant thing on top of his head.
Somebody, their posts like that, they're like, so if Mega Slowbro is basically covered from the legs up, from the leg to neck, does that mean Mega Slowking is going to be covered from the head all the way to his ankles? And somebody just drew the shell, basically, from Mega Slowbro, and they just put it on top of Slowbro, and he's like, I can't see. And I was like, that's my Mega Slowking, I want that. Just a giant shell over him, and he can't even do anything, it just looks ridiculous. I don't see them doing it.
And that's the end. I think that's all the news we have.
No.
We have a limited edition Smash Brothers 3DS XL, which I'm buying.
Oh, I forgot that one.
I want to get that so badly.
But it only is revealed for Europe so far, right?
Yeah, but I highly doubt that we're not going to get it for North America and Japan. Like, if it was a Japanese thing, I would have my doubts, but I don't think we've had a lot of 3DS XLs exclusive to Europe. I think there's actually a color exclusive to Europe. Like, they have a white one that was, I'm not sure anymore, but it definitely was exclusive at one point. But, I mean, if Nintendo would not pass up on doing something that would definitely sell a lot of systems. Especially, I need to trade in my old 3DS XL, so I want to get that trade in. As soon as they announce it, I might just sell it on eBay, so I can get the money, because I have like $100-ish, and I really want it. It looks so good.
And do we have any other news?
Nope.
No. Okay, so that's all the news we have. I guess, what have we been doing?
I haven't been doing anything.
Okay, let me just say this. I don't know if Boo's joining, but I'm going to say this real quick for moi. The reason why we're filming this on a Wednesday is because this Saturday, I'm going to be busy because I'm going to be attending Supergirl Kel's Mario Kart 8 tournament, all right? I'm going to be attending. I think Boo is too, if you
call me. Yeah, if I don't forget.
I'll try to remind him early, like an hour before, or like, not an hour, 30 minutes before.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'll be gone in DC, and I'll be posting pictures on Tumblr, so you can see me hopefully meeting a lot of YouTubers, because I have a lot of plans to meet some people.
Yes, so.
I'll also see the Hope Diamond. Very exciting.
Yeah, that's why we had to film on Saturday, and I mean, what we had to film on Wednesday.
Wednesday,
because even Toadette and SC, they couldn't make it Saturday either, so we just had to move it. So, yeah, that's all.
Clap.
And before me, I have to remember to say something else. But I've been working on my game.
Yes, it looks so good.
Updated everything. I got rid of what I was doing, and I'm updating it right now with graphics and everything. Graphical updates and ease of code. Ooh, the ease of code is a blessing. Ease of code, I love it. The ease of code is a blessing from the Lord. Goodness.
Ooh-wee. Do we have any board map previews, exclusive podcast previews?
Oh, no. I can just say the names of the board maps.
Ooh.
Casino Royale. Oh, yeah, I might as well. Casino Royale, Crystal Caves, Fire Mountain, Floor Garden, Futuristic City, and Toll Water Park.
Yay.
Did you just say Flora Garden?
Floral.
Casino Royale.
Oh.
Floral. And Toll Water Park, it's Italy thing. All throughout Toll Water Park is Fun Zone and Italy thing.
Oh, like Venice.
Yes, it's going to be just like that. Futuristic City, I could say the hardest one for me is going to be Casino Royale because I don't want to actually copy it from my new Mario Party 4 style. I don't want to copy the same thing. So far, I'm having problems with that. Crystal Caves is already done. I know it's done. Because I did it already, but I didn't add it. You know what? I might just take Snowflake Plains and merge it with Casino Royale. That's what I'm going to do. Because I'm not doing Snowflake Plains. I thought about it, but I changed my mind. I'm not doing that. But those are the four, and everything. I think I only showed a few people. The character. Let me see the character roster before I forget. I have it open, so I don't have to search it. Thank the Lord. We have 10 characters. We're gonna have 10. I know I showed 7, but we're gonna have 10. Mario, Luigi, Peach, Daisy, Wario, Waluigi, Yoshi, Birdo, Boo, and Dry Bones.
Yeah.
No Toad.
No Toad.
Blooper.
No Bloop. No.
I was hoping for a reaction.
And I already showed people the spaces I have. And I quizzed one person on it. And let's say he didn't do as I thought he would have got everything right. VIP. I thought he would have got everything right, but he didn't. Because he was uber lost. I'm like,
boo. VIP's going to hear this.
He's not shading on it. He was just saying he didn't get, what was it, questions?
Oh, because it was the spaces. I said, let me see how many you can name.
Oh, I can't name spaces. I agree with him on that. I stink at naming this space. I mean, I can get, like, battle and duel, depending on which one you use, and, like, Bowser, but, like, some of these spaces, like, a lucky space, like, oh, God.
Yeah, so, and that's why I've been, like, I might as well spoil everything, and I'm doing all the board maps, gotta get them done. I had all my spaces done. Only thing I gotta do is just wait for me to, like, not be lazy. I'm coding everything to make it easy because my mini games, I did not like the way I was coding them. And my thing, I was introducing global variable. Okay, let me just explain this one thing and then after I'm done with this. Global variables are meant to be declared at the beginning of the game. They are not meant to be declared in the middle of a game. It's stupid. They're global. So why would you call them at the middle of the game? Oh, I want to use them at the middle of the game. So mind you have your list of globals and you're adding more, then you're adding more. So what I did is just create my whole list of global variables. And mini games before I leave. Mini games, I think I'm going to do 24 player mini games.
How many have you done so far?
10. No, 12. Okay. 12. But I'm editing them all, just little edits to make them more fun and approachable. That's 4-player mini. Oh no, don't cancel that because I saved that. For 4-player minigame, we have like 20, around 20. Probably 17. I say 17 to 22, depending on if it's a good day or bad day. Battle, right now I have 7 of them done. No, not done. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Jesus, 8. I have 8 that I want to do. There's going to be 5. I'm going to choose between the 8. 1 versus 3, there's like 9. And I'm going to have to do all 9. I don't feel like it.
I think 9's a good number for 1 versus 3.
Challenge minigames, only 4. And I'm happy about that. Only 4. I don't mind that. And I don't have 2 versus 2 done.
Oh, I love 2 versus 2 minigames. Even though I don't really have people to play with, so CPUs are just not fun to play with.
Yeah, I don't like it. And that's all I've been doing. Literally, all I've been doing besides work and getting the gossip. So I guess that's the end of the podcast before we end it off. I might as well do it before. We have a giveaway.
Yes, don't forget our giveaway.
Yes.
We have a giveaway that Azee is volunteering to do. So y'all better get appreciated. You better sign your behinds up for it. Yes.
Remember, you better. Rate us five stars, give us a review, and then you can, or actually I think it's just give us a review, but you can be in the drawing and you will win.
Hey, but giving us 5 stars doesn't hurt. Just saying.
Please give us 5 stars.
Yeah, we have Super Smash Bros. Offer it. He's going to give it for the 3DS. And we'd be appreciated because last time with that Mario Kart 8 ordeal.
Ooh, it was ratchet.
No shade. When something's free, don't abuse it.
Exactly. We had people, a certain someone whining and getting crazy. And that's not okay. All right? This is for free, guys. Alright, I'm not saying like, oh, be appreciative. You should be appreciative, but still, like, this is a free game. Alright, so don't get mad if someone wins or whatever. Like, you know, try your best. Give us a review and stuff. And, you know, just see what happens, alright? You could win, you could not win, whatever. But, you know, it's just the fun of signing up and having that potential win. Alright, but don't get mad if you don't win and be like, oh, you know, you guys are fake. Okay, you rigged this stuff. Like, we don't rig anything, okay? Just shut up. I'm not saying
anything for you.
I'm just saying for
it's all SC who chooses to say it. I didn't nothing.
I'm just saying for the person who said like, oh, you guys are rigging this. No one's rigging anything, okay?
The only thing I rig is his body making get rigor mortis. Don't do it.
Did you really?
Yes, don't do it. And let's get to the ending information. Don't forget, well, we always say this, but you can subscribe to us. We always establish that. You can subscribe to us and rate us on iTunes. I haven't used iTunes. I don't use iProducts. But
I use iProducts.
But you can go on iTunes and subscribe to us. And don't forget, you do everything. Subscribe, rate on iTunes. You can check us out on Mario Party Legacy, MarioPartyLegacy.com, and The Lost Levels. Yes, that's us. The Lost Levels, MarioPartyLegacy.com, and the forum if you want to join our fabulous forum, MarioPartyLegacy.com/forum. Because one time somebody typed backslash.
Who actually uses the backslash? Like, I'm not.
You only use backslash when you're naming, when you're trying to find folder destinations. It's the only time. And that's it. We just gotta give our personalized information now. Me on YouTube, you can search Dark Boo. Because you don't have to search the numbers, it's Dark Boo. And I have some videos up there you can see. And
yeah, you can see his minigames.
Oh, yeah, the minigames. I said promo. Some people like, is this finalized? I said promo in the video, although I spelled party wrong in the video.
Partree. Mario Partree.
Yeah, that was quite sad. I was like, oh, God, I had to put an annotation. It's hard putting annotations on YouTube for me. It's very hard. And, Nintendo Network, Dark Boo 007, I think I got thousands of requests on that Wii U, and I still haven't checked it.
Dang, I don't get. Well, I don't like putting mine up.
This thing been going off for the longest. Between this Wii U and the gamepad and the Wii U, that Wii U light was always on yellow, and this thing always blinking.
Dang.
So I'm gonna have to check. Always.
Y'all be one Boo's ID information.
Yes, and don't get crazy on Miiverse because I would let you have it.
Boo will get banned just to cuss you out.
Yes.
Alright, now as for me, you can follow me through the ends of the earth, across the frozen sea. I'm SpiderStarYou everywhere. Alright, Facebook, like my Facebook page. Twitter, @SpiderStarYou. Tumblr, SpiderStarYou. Google+, SpiderStarYou. Add me to your circles. Yes, yes, yes. Alright, and YouTube, of course. I make juicy, juicy, juicy videos. They're so juicy. And ostentatiously bodacious. Nintendo Network, SpiderStarYou. Be sure to, like I said, guys, if you want to send me an invite, that's perfectly fine. But just make sure you say, like, oh, I watched The Lost Levels podcast. Or I'm a fan of your podcast. Whatever the case is. Because if you don't say that, then I'm not going to know who you are. So make sure you say, I watched The Lost Levels if you want me to add you. Okay? So, just putting that out there. So, yeah.
As for me, you can follow me on Tumblr, Greninja.tumblr.com. It's Greninja, but with a Y instead of a J. Twitter, at Absol Powers. And my website, NintendoSpot.com. That's all my information.
So, that's the end of the podcast.
Hooray. I'm tired.
Thank you guys so much for watching. Goodbye.
I'm going to sleep. Bye-bye. Good night.
Bye.